recorded live and full of cinnamon buns in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, this is So You Think You Can Danica.
Welcome to So You Think You Can Danica. My name is Danica.
And mine is not. It's Devin. Hello.
Hi, Devin.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, I getcha. That's what Academy Week will do.
Oh, nice segue.
Yeah, girl. It's all killer, no filler here on So You Think You Can Danica. Now pause while we don't talk about the show. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if there's much to say. Like, that we watched four episodes.
Yes, we are mooshing together the Academy Weeks, which started with the two episodes of the various choreographies, and then the... What?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. And then you made a face. I was like, how am I getting this wrong?
You didn't.
Oh, good, good.
My eyebrows.
My imposter syndrome was screaming.
Don't, shush, imposter syndrome, be quiet. Danica is fantastic and amazing.
Oh, no. And then the last two episodes were the top 10 girls and top 10 boys.
Yeah.
Which we found out are now the top 5 girls and boys.
Yeah. Can I... We have to talk about...
Yeah.
We have to talk about the format a little bit.
We will, yeah.
I thought that was... We are... So far, we are a profanity-free podcast. So I will say...
Mm-hmm.
That was a bleepy twist. That was just like, oh, yeah, yeah. And we'll you'll be in the top 20. You're in the top 20. You're in the top 20. Everyone's working for the top 20. And then, it's a twist for your TV viewing audience. I don't need a twist. I was disappointed. Not as disappointed as 10 dancers were.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, they got... that close, and then it was like, actually, there's the top 5, and yeah. You're not in it.
Yeah, so to go through the first two episodes, or however many days, I think that was three or four days of Academy.
Yeah.
Because it was, solos?
They did solos, then hip-hop, ballroom, and jazz.
Yeah. And then the group number.
Yeah, the group number was fun, though.
Yeah, I like the group number.
I like that they just did it, and it was more like, obviously they were still being judged, but it felt like the group was like, you know what, let's just get out there. Let's just do our thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah, so there's pros and cons to this format. I always hate, okay, you've arrived at the Academy, and now we're going to cut a third of you, you're going to do your new solos again, and you're gone. I feel like that's a rude awakening for a lot of these kids.
Yeah.
But maybe they have a nice week hanging out in L.A.?
Los Angeles!
Yeah, and then it's nice to have the choreographers on the judging panel.
Yep.
Because it gets to, like, well, this is what we were seeing. This is, you know, this is frustrating for us because this is what we wanted from the number. But so I guess one of the things we can say is, so that's, that top 10 All-Stars picking their team or picking their partner, didn't last long.
Yeah. I thought that was a really good format. Like it didn't need to happen for the next 10 seasons, but I mean, 2 would have been nice.
Yeah.
I thought it worked out really well.
Yeah, and again, we don't know. We don't do any gossip. We don't follow the hot goss.
No.
We don't look behind the scenes. We do not buy into any of that. Mostly because we were watching months after the show had ended.
Exactly. So we're used to watching it spoiler-free because literally no one is talking about it 6 months later.
Yeah, because, yeah, we would just... They would... For those of you who don't know, they would just pile up on my PVR, and we would watch them eventually.
Yeah.
So, last week, Danica said, we were the closest we were the most caught up we had ever been, we were only 20 minutes behind. Because the minute we found out that the top the third Academy Week was top 10 girls. We're like, nah, we'll finish that next week.
Yeah.
but yeah, so like, yeah, we don't follow any of the news cycle. I mean, there's like, YouTube interview shows there's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow.
That I found out afterwards when I was looking for videos to show my girlfriend I was just like, oh, what's this? Oh, what's this? Okay. Interesting. So yeah, we don't follow that. We're just watching the show and giving you our mostly unfiltered thoughts. So yeah, none of the back, I guess what I'm saying is, because we don't know what happened behind the scenes, how the producers felt about, you know, how they felt about the All-Stars picking their partner, and how much of that was actually the All-Stars picking the partner, and how much was the producers going, you should probably lean towards this guy. Because they already said that the first live show is them being paired up and not with an All-Star.
Yeah.
So, again, format change, always format change, always, I guess, trying to find that sweet spot.
No, I think it worked, like, a few seasons ago, but yeah. Then they were like, well, we've hit over 10 seasons, so now we have to switch it literally every season.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm going to keep watching it until I die, so whatever.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't put a lot of notes down. What did you think about the individual, or the routines that they did? The Nappy Tabs, hip-hop, the Jean-Marc Ballroom, the...
Oh, it was a Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore, and then who did the group?
I've already forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Tice, because he wasn't in that episode yet until these ones. No. I gestured my head on a podcast. Jeez. No, I don't remember who it was. No, it wasn't Travis. They've overused Travis.
Travis was the contemporary, and Mandy Moore was the group routine.
Right.
Travis was the contemporary, and Mandy Moore was the group routine.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have leaned into that Travis wall this season.
Listen, if you're the television series that discovers Travis Wall, and he doesn't owe his career to anyone other than Travis Wall, but you know, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Bring him back whenever he can, and he gets to choreograph and win Emmys.
Oh yeah, he just comes in to like the rehearsal with like an Emmy on each shoulder, and he's like, what's up, my bleeps?
What's up, my bleeps? You like my epaulettes? They're Emmys.
They're my Emmylets.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me think they're like tiny Emmys.
Yeah.
Emmylets. Or they're made out of eggs.
Oh, God.
Oh, puns.
Puns are fun.
Puns are the highest form of humor. That's what I've been told.
Oh, they lied to you.
Oh, I'm sad. Yeah, I mean, those numbers were good.
Yeah.
I liked watching them. I thought that was one of the things that I thought worked, was this is the kinds of things that you're going to have to do, especially the group routine, right? Like, we do big group routines. Can you handle a group routine?
Yeah.
I think the biggest disappointment for me, and this may be coming up a couple of times in different ways, was each of the groups, the Tappers, the Contemporary, the Hip Hop, and the Ballroom, each got to choreograph 8 beats for their own little bit. And I was like, that's what the Hip Hop guys picked to do?
Yeah.
That's what you picked to do?
I remember that being a bit disappointing.
Like, all the other ones, it was at least showing me a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, no hip-hop girls. We had commented on that.
Yeah.
No hip-hop girls this year.
Like, I can barely remember any in the auditions. They just didn't
showcase
them at all.
Yeah, so that was odd. But maybe we're just used to having a few standouts every year or two. But yeah, I thought that was weird that by the time they got to Academy, or that round of the Academy, no hip-hop girls.
Mm-mm.
Which is a shame. But 3 Tappers, so hey.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It changes how it comes in.
It's like triple the usual number.
Yeah, usually. So yeah, then at the end of those two, it was like, great, you're in the top 20. And now...
Scratch!
Needle scratch. Hi, your probably wondering how I got here. In the top 20.
I'm not in the top 10.
Yeah, and then it's like, aww. So in the next two episodes, top 10, top five girls and top five guys will be picked by, like, so you think you can dance style numbers, where we're going to throw you into a routine with an all-star, something that you're not used to. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn choreography in, I think, 90 minutes and then go dance it. And then it won't be... this won't be the deciding factor, although it probably will be, because the last thing that you see is normally the thing that is a big deciding factor.
Yep.
And then we have our top 10. Now we have our top 10.
Like, complete.
Complete.
Yeah. You know, I think for who we were hoping for, I think we'll have a good season. There were absolutely some personal disappointments for both you and I. Did you want to, say what your hope for the top five of each gender was, and then I'll say mine, and then we say what actually happened?
Yeah, let's do that.
Something like that?
So, I mostly did a... what do I think the judges will pick?
Oh, okay.
Because I was basically trying to game the system. Like, based on how they've been presenting them to us,
mm-hmm.
who do I think's going on? With one notable exception. who I thought... anyway, so my top five girls were Hanalei, Magda, Stephanie, Emily, and Jensen.
Mm-hmm. My top five girls were... Hanalei, Magda, Genesee, I overpicked top.
Yes, you did. You picked seven.
Picked seven. My top seven were, I did this wrong. Stephanie, Sydney, Emily, and Jensen. But, like, yeah. I was literally picking, like, do I like them? Yes. Do I like them? No. And then I realized that was not the good way to do it.
Listen, any way is the good way. This is who you like. And so I was basically going, like, how many can I get right in a competitive me playing against the show? And you were just like, this is who I like. So we each did it differently. That's fine. And I ended up being 60% right because somehow Emily Carr is not in the top five.
Yeah, that is a travesty. That she just... she just should have been there.
I don't know what to say. There were shocks in the fourth episode, the boys episode as well. But Emily not being in the show is flabbergasting to me. Flabbergasting.
Yep, absolutely.
She did
hip hop with Fiction and caught. She was. I was going to say caught up with him, but no, that's not what I mean. Like, she kept up with him.
Yeah, for the most part, I think she did keep up with him, yeah.
Yeah. It was a fun, light hip-hop instead of, like, those down and dirty ones that the judges seem to like, which is, like, I get it. It has its time and place, but I like that when Fiction was on his season, he loved doing the light hip-hop with a bit of comedy, and that's what she was doing, and she was doing it really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I put five Y's next to Emily because I literally thought she was a shoo-in. She was a shoo-in.
Travis Wall said it was her place to lose. Like, it was... damn. Darn. Travis, how bad are the swears?
Damn is fine.
Okay. Darn you, Travis Wall. And
it's
your
the
beautiful
curse.
Hair.
It's the curse. It's the curse of Travis Wall's hair. No. His silvery hair.
I will
and
say.
And the dark beard.
Silver works for him. Like, he was good looking the previous seasons, but now he's handsome.
Yeah, oh yeah. Very handsome. And he's grown into, he's always been attractive, but he's just grown into, sometimes you get that, you know, once you pass 30, 35, you get that broadening of the face and stuff, and sometimes that real works. Well, really works. Yeah. So you have marked down who is in the top five
for
the ladies.
All right. So the actual top five instead of the top seven that I did was Hanalei, well deserved. Mm-hmm. Magda, I agree, she's come a long way.
Yeah.
And I think she's definitely Genesee. I definitely think she deserves it. I think I wouldn't have picked her, but I feel like she's going to have a chance to shine.
Yeah. She kind of came out of nowhere because she wasn't highlighted in anything really before Academy, and then like, "Oh, where did you come from?"
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I like her. Chelsea.
I'm actually very happy with Chelsea.
Yeah, like, I'm really, like, I don't nothing her, but, like, I'm not, like, on the fence either. I'm just like, oh, that's nice. Like, it's very, I have a very pleasant feeling about Chelsea, so she has yet to blow me away.
Yeah, I think she's very skilled.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm happy with it. And then, of course...
Jensen!
If they never mention that her sister was on the show again, it will be too soon.
That would be nice.
Like, she's allowed to be her own person.
Yeah.
Stop trying to craft a narrative about how, you know, she's coming out of her sister's shadow or that she's Miss All-America or blah, blah, blah. Like, I get you have to craft a narrative for people. That's fine. Gosh, I'm cynical about this show. I've just been watching it too long, and I'm an old man. I could actually feel myself pushing against her because of who she is. Like, she's second generation on the show. Not second generation, but you know what I mean.
I think that's the first, actually. Because, like, siblings have been in auditions in Academy, but this is definitely a first that they've both been on the show.
Oh, interesting. Let us know
if that's
correct, because you may be right. That would be interesting.
And I feel like I'm right.
I feel, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
So I did feel like, I'm like, okay, so we have another blonde, stereotypical blonde ballroom girl. I felt myself pushing against that, but then when I realized I was pushing against it, and then was like, okay, so let's throw my preconceived notions out of the way and let's actually watch her dance, I'm like, she's actually pretty good.
She is, yeah. I mean, I will admit that she is the So You Think You Can Dance cookie cutter woman, basically. But that's not a bad thing, I guess. And admittedly, out of 5 women, only 2 of them are white.
Yeah.
So they're getting a lot better.
That's true. Oh, boy. Yeah, I remember that one season.
Yeah.
It was like 9 white girls.
So many.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure they realized they were doing it, but, like, for the longest time, it was like, oh, you're just not right for the show. And I'm like, oh, is it because she's black? Are you being casually racist? Yes, you are, Fox.
Fox.
Yeah, it's on Fox.
Fox, how dare you, Fox? Yeah. Okay, so that's a good top 5. Again, still kind of reeling from the no Emily Carr.
Ugh.
I don't know what to think of the male all-stars that they had presented. Robert's back, so thumbs up for Robert.
Yes, always.
And Fiction. And Brandon, because I like Brandon.
He's super talented.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, they always bring back, like, one or two from, like, the really early seasons, and I'm like, who are you? Even the seasons I watched.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Television's Paul.
Oh, Paul!
Yeah, Television's Paul was there.
Oh, he's delightful.
That's an inside joke, people, from Television's Paul.
From the podcast that never existed.
Anyway. I mean, they've got a good lineup of male all-stars, and we don't know if that's going to be the all-stars that will be in the show. They may be bringing some other ones in, right? Mm-hmm, Twitch. Mm-hmm. They might have Twitch. They might have any number of other people.
My vote is always for Mark.
Yeah, I was going to say Mark.
You know me.
Yeah, because Mark's great.
Oh, yeah.
So then, yeah, I guess we can go to Top 10 Guy episode.
Yep.
Where there were some surprises as well.
I'd say more surprises than the girls.
Yeah, well, I think we were pretty shocked about the end of that.
Oh, we had our hearts set on some fellas.
We did. So my pick for top 5 would have been Cole, JJ, Evan, Dustin, and Darius.
Okay. My pick is Cole, JJ, Kyle, Dustin, and Darius.
There you go. And we did okay. I have to say, I don't understand what happened.
No.
Because, okay, JJ, obviously.
Oh, yeah, he just, like, went over to the chairs.
Because JJ is great.
Yeah.
And Darius, always, like, when they started to talk about him, fun, and that last number was just like, okay, yeah, for sure, you made such a great impression, you go over there, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cole, another person who seemingly came out of nowhere and was always consistent the minute they started talking about him.
Yeah.
And then, for me, honestly, I was between Kyle, Evan, and Dustin. And I basically flipped a coin in my head. And I was like, well, I would really like Evan to be in. He was my favorite from, like, auditions. And so it was like, well, Dustin or Kyle, they're both good. I feel like it's going to come down to Dustin or Kyle. That was how I went into that.
Oh, yeah. And I had picked them both. So I was like, all right, I'll be golden.
And you didn't pick Evan, which is fine.
Yeah, no, like, I like him. I just, between, yeah, for me, the three of them, he's the weakest.
Yeah. So we had 3 out of 5 pretty solidly.
Yeah.
And then Evan. And then even when it was like, oh, okay, so it's Dustin and Kyle, and those will be, oh, Slavik is also there.
Oh, no.
Okay, now Dustin's gone. Well, that's okay. And it's between Slavik and Kyle, and that'll be fine. And then Slavik. And then Slavik?
And then Slavik.
And then Slavik?
He's just not top five. He's not top five material. Kyle crushed it with that last contemporary. Yeah. And he had just gotten exponentially better every day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they see in him. Like,
no, I didn't like his contemporary. I thought, like, that might have been the choreography, but it was way too flaily.
Yeah. Mm. Is the jazz was weird? Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was jazz.
Yeah, it was jazz.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, that's my problem. That was flaily, jazzy, yeah, contemporary. It was a mess.
Yeah, I didn't like it, and I haven't liked him do much of anything in any time that they've highlighted him. So, I don't, like, I literally don't know what to say other than, what?
Yeah. No, we may not be swearing on the podcast, but we were definitely swearing on the couch about 20 minutes ago.
Mm. Couch swears. so much couch swears. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing, for we had couch swears for the women when Emily Carr left.
Yeah.
And we had couch swears for the men when Slavik stayed.
Oh, no.
His couch swears all over the place.
I'm going to be not happy if he gets past the first round, because I need him to be voted out, like, right away.
Yeah. And I got to say, nothing personal, dude. Like,
oh, no, he's totally fine. Like, he would have been top 10, but not top 5. Uh-uh. No.
Yeah. To lose both Kyle and Dustin for him, I just didn't see it.
I would have made a top 6 for them specifically.
Yeah. I don't know.
Actually, they should just do top 12 and get them back and Emily back, and then we're all fine.
But, like, there's always been, there's always questionable cuts at every stage of the show. The most questionable cut that thankfully was undone by fate was Comfort.
Yeah.
Because Comfort, back when they had a top 20 into a top 10, right, during the show, Comfort didn't make it into the top 10. And then one of the top five girls got injured. So Comfort was the last person kicked out. So Comfort was brought back and then, like, made it even further in the competition because Comfort's great.
Oh, yeah.
God, she's just so good.
It's nice to see her. Like, she's doesn't age, like, physically, emotionally. Like, she's just, like, still the same, still, like, sharp as a tack.
Mm-hmm.
She's not slowed down at all.
Like, sinew and fire and, yeah, so good. And And that's a nice segue, because all stars that I was happy to see back were, of course, Comfort, Allison, and then...
Lauren, the cutie pie from a few seasons back, who used to be blonde, mm-hmm. and now she's like a smoking brunette with a tattoo.
That's right. Ooh, that tattoo. I got a little distracted. yeah, Lauren. And then I'm like, oh, Chelsea. Nice. I like Chelsea. She's great. And Jamie. I kind of forgot about Jamie. And I was like, okay, cool. This is like a nice crew that would be a cool set of all-stars to play with for the season. And then now there's no all-stars next week, so I don't know how that works exactly. But maybe there are all-stars next week. Maybe there is an all-star and they're paired up together. I don't know.
Maybe they're just going to do twists every week to piss us the heck off.
Yeah, can I just say, and I feel like I know where we both stand on it, but I feel like I don't need twists.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm good. I like the comfort, pun intended, of watching this show.
Mm.
I like that I know, because I still don't know who's going to win, you know, like, that, fine, whatever, it's a competition, but that, I want to know what's happening in the Academy, I want to know, you know, I don't need a twist at the end of the Academy.
Mm-hmm. I guess, twists are okay, but I don't want willful misdirects. And that's what that was. That was a willful misdirect. That was everyone, oh, yeah, you're going to be in the top 20. You're going to be in the top 20. You're going to be in the top 20. That's all anyone talked about was top 20, top 20, top 20. And then top 20 happened, and then it was like, and now there's still more that you have to do. Because this is not going to be enough for you. So, why? Why do that willful misdirect? Having a twist next week... or, you know, in the next live show, being like, oh, so, new partners. Oh, that's a cool twist. That is an okay twist. Or, you know, someone else is, you know, the choreographers are going to pick you this time or something, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. But okay. A willful misdirect where you are tricking them and us into believing that you're going one way and then... revealing the secret door or pulling the mask off and you're an old man with a you're an old man with an abandoned amusement park.
Oh no.
Like, I don't need any of that. I don't need that to make the show watchable, but apparently I'm not the target audience for this show.
Funny thing that neither am I.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But I feel like you would be more the target audience for the show.
I feel like I'm like about 10 years older than their target audience.
Yeah, I guess more, I'm looking at it more based on gender. I can't see a lot of dudes being like, yeah, I really love So You Think You Could Dance.
Well, those dudes are missing out.
Those dudes are missing out because So You Think You Could Dance is great.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that, you know, throughout all of this and throughout... you know, the millions of people that watch it, the main demographic is still that young woman because of all the cute boys.
I wonder, however, and I'm gonna float this out there. I think the target demographic is young women, but I think it's actually the women who were young when the show started.
Ooh.
Like, they have a core viewership. Right? They grew up on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you'll still have young women because stereotypically young women go to dance classes, then go to dance studios, and there's cute boys on it for the young women to dance. I don't know, cute anything. Cute people.
Oh, yeah. If I was like still like the teenager and still in dance, yeah, I'd be watching this show.
Yeah.
Because, like, I did watch the show when I was younger. I've been watching it for over 10 years now.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
10 years ago, you were 23?
Yeah, 22,
23.
22,
23. Yeah. See, I wonder if the target audience is people who were 16 to 23 back then.
Whoa.
And have just aged and just being like, oh... In a way that once you start watching The Young and the Restless, you will continue to watch The Young and the Restless. And eventually, no more young people are watching The Young and the Restless.
Everyone is restless. No one is
young. No one is young. That's the title. Everyone is restless. No one is young.
I love this.
But yeah, like, I'm wondering if there is, I mean, there's certainly attrition, like, people are like, oh, I'm not going to watch that show anymore. Well, or that show's still on?
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's, I wonder if there's, like, two circles now. It's like that, if you're looking at it on a chart, if yeah. there's this glob that just ages up every year.
Oh my god, I think I'm the glob.
I'm in the glob too! Maybe I'm in a much smaller glob.
Yeah, you're off on your own.
What's that? What's that one glob over there? It's that 40-year-old dude in Canada who just won't stop watching this show. I think he's 39, sir. I'm rounding up.
Oh god. Yeah, I'm probably not going to stop watching the show. Like, we definitely stopped watching when there were crying babies. But aside from that, nothing can make me stop watching the show, even if I get mad at it.
Yeah, and it's just, like I've said before, I would rather have a show in which it was great dancers. If it was 2 hours of great dance every week.
Yeah.
But it's not 1950 anymore. This is not the Lawrence Welk show. Like, we don't have that kind of audience.
No.
You know? We don't do Shakespeare on TV anymore like we did in the 50s. We don't do The Iceman Cometh or Death of a Salesman like they did on TV in the 50s. Like, viewership has changed, and I get it. And if you have to turn this into a competition, I'd rather you still are bringing dance to two viewers. It's coming into people's homes, and it's good dancing as opposed to Dancing with the Stars, let's say.
Yeah.
World of Dance is something that I have not watched, and I would like to at some point, because it's still people compete. It's still a dance competition show, but it's not who's your favorite dancer. Like, there's groups and there's pairs, and it's just here's all the great dance that there is. It's, I guess it's more like the America's Got Talent of dance competition shows, because you can be one person or a group of people and still continue to compete.
Okay.
But I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. Is it like an American show?
Yeah. I think Jennifer Lopez is one of the judges.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hmm. World of Dance. We can watch it one day.
That sounds like a fabulous world.
Indeed.
All right. Well, I think that's a good time to wrap this up.
Thank you. Yes. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a show Twitter page or account, actually. Should we do that?
I don't know how I would keep it up, because then we'd have to look at gossip.
Oh, yeah. We need to avoid the hot goss.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so let us know if you feel we should have a show Twitter account. But until then,
we have the hashtag.
So you think S-Y-T-Y-C Danica.
Yeah, that's spelled D-A-N-I-C-A.
That's right. And that's also how you spell your name for your Twitter handle.
It is. My Twitter handle is Danica Here. That, again, is D-A-N-I-C-A-H-E-R-E.
And my Twitter handle is Dr. Teeth. Two full words with an underscore in the middle, because I like the Muppets. And now, for the traditional So You Think You Can Danica sign off.
Oh, no.
I am going to stare at Danica.
until I start laughing or stop laughing. Oh, no.
So You Think You Can Danica is recorded by Danica LeBlanc and Devin R. Bruce, and is produced by Devin R. Bruce and Danica LeBlanc. Our theme music is You Can Dance by Steve Combs, who has even more excellent pop music at the Free Music Archive. Thanks for listening.